Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 755, Autumn Surprise, recorded live on October 15th, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
I'm DJ Blue Bleed EX.
No voice filter, interesting.
I don't know where that came from. I just need to get it out
there. I'm trying to figure out what you were trying to go for there, like a character or just...
He's channeling his inner Scooby-Doo.
If Scooby-Doo was somehow being chased by a large donkey with a kazoo, yes.
Okay.
I did say it was an inner Scooby-Doo. I didn't say it was Scooby-Doo.
I'm not going to make jokes to that because I could have just gone a dark direction. I'm just going to leave it alone. I hope
you're probably a good idea.
That's a sign of maturity.
Sign of respect.
There you go.
I hope.
He just didn't want to get it cut out of the podcast.
Also true.
Hey, that's why there's editing. It's there for a reason.
Why does it feel like DJ only has three lines in your podcast? Well, here's the thing. About that. All right.
DJ on filter, DJ off filter. On filter, off filter. DJ on stream, DJ in real life.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, it's all good. And Pins is like, maturity, where? You're not.
I only go to R-rated restaurants.
Rated R for Rutro.
Right? Radar for the ridiculous amount of times I've had to scratch my nose today because my allergies are killing me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
First was fire.
I've had to take antihistamine, so I am now just like, in a haze. There we go.
Yeah, allergies are no fun. Laird's like, DJ has a filter?
Yeah, right? I had a filter at Outpost. Ish.
Ish. It worked most of the times until you were running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
Yeah, until somebody screwed up and I had to call them out on not fixing it fast enough. And then heads rolled.
You were a madman.
About 7 minutes after Florida opened, right?
Okay, first of all, Florida was a unique experience, I think, for everybody involved. And while I want to say that it definitely was a best case scenario for what we had on hand at the time, there was a lot of different things that went really well. There were some things that could have gone better. And there were some things that we definitely improved upon. Lots of things we improved upon.
No, I meant the chicken with the head cut off part.
No, that was a 72-hour syndrome. It's fine.
Okay. it didn't last throughout the entire summer?
No. 3 days every other week. Doctor's prescription. There you go.
Got it. So let's go ahead and jump into our weekly recap for the community, starting off with our Fragment Fridays. GT, how did we do?
We did well. We actually had a lot of fun. We spent a lot of time in Super Fiesta. Big team. Had a pretty decent night, at least for me. Then we moved into some customs. Checked out some
very
new
nice
ones. I think we found a couple new ones to add to the rotation. We played Duquesne's Forge Island remake.
Nice. Very nice.
Was it Infected Race or whatever it was?
Of course he did Infection and Race on it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I have now deleted the Goshawk off the map.
Oh, was it like overpowered? Like super ridiculous?
There are probably going to be a couple of modifications made to that map, like a kill ball in a certain spot.
Oh, have you told Duquesne about said
no
feedback?
I think I might send him a message about an update to that.
Might be useful if it keeps happening over and over again.
No, actually,
very nice.
Actually, it wasn't too bad. All in all, it was pretty well balanced. I give Duquesne a lot of props for his maps. He does a really good job. And when people don't actively go out and try to break his maps and actually play the game type like they're supposed to play it, they're a lot of fun. But you always
there's have always one of those people.
Yeah.
It's always that one person. Or in the case of Griffball and matchmaking, the whole lobby, except for the one person who's actually trying to play the game mode.
Right, Swordline, anyone?
Yes. That's always a fun experience.
Well, very nice. Good to hear that. Prestige, actually, when he was with us on Sunday, he put together some game modes and game types for like a Halloween thing, I think, in our Discord. I saw that.
Saw that for MCC, I believe. Yep. I'm looking into it, and we'll see what we can come up with.
Yeah, so if you want to play MCC on the night before Halloween, make sure you get in and vote in the Discord that you want to play MCC, so we'll play some of those spooky customs.
Ooh.
Spooky. You got any Halloween or Halloween plans for your streams, DJ?
Yes. I am going to be dressed... Last year, while I was on Mixer, I dressed as a Twitch partner. This year on Twitch, I'm going to dress as a Mixer partner. I figured it's reasonably appropriate, and I'll be honest, I have plenty of material for costume changes, so why not? Why not?
It's the ghost of Mixer past.
Right, because that's something that'll come up often and not spring up a whole lot of issues and cause PTSD amongst the community. I feel like, hey, what's the worst that could happen? I love a little panic anxiety with my sugar coma.
He can do a Christmas Story Mixer version.
Oh my god, I totally could.
You could. You totally could. Wow.
Ebenezer Beam?
Ooh. That's good.
EbenezerBeam.pro.
That's good.
It was a cranky old man who was on a website not long for this world.
You need to take one of your book read shows. I don't know if you do the book read stuff anymore, and just do that. Like, come up with your own like spooky Mixer narrative.
Oh my god, that would be hilarious. Yeah, we could definitely get away with it.
Hop over in the Respawn All-Stars Discord and we'll get the script pulling together.
There we go. You have to it'll be a gift sub marathon. If you gift 10 subs, then you get to give me the next piece of the narrative and I have to work your story piece into the art. Ooh, next.
Similar to how we're doing with the the art here. You're just kind of connecting the dots.
Yep.
That'd be interesting. I think
that would be hilarious.
That would be interesting, yeah. I'll have to look into that. Well, as far as achieving Halo went, we did not actually do any achievements for me. We had Frizzled and Prestige on, and we got some of the Halo 4 playlist achievements done for them. I think in total we got maybe 5 or 6 achievements overall for them, between the two of them combined. So, well, while I did not get an achievement, we got plenty of achievements for those two. So if you would like to join us on Sundays, we do achievements in MCC for the time being, until I get most of those done, or at least until I get to the Lazo part, and then struggle or die to the Lazo playlists. One of the two. I don't know how it's going to go, but we'll see. For our website post, we have another Machinima Monday. This one is called Lockdown. Thanks to Jordan for putting this up again. This one kind of mixes a little bit of serious and a little humor in it, but overall it has great camera work. It has a great scene set up, good forging on what's the Forge World in Reach. So overall, a really good Machinima. So head on over to the website and check out the post.
There you go.
Yeah. For our company commendations, we're still working on quite a few. We've got, in total, 9 to go. We have not made a lot of progress on the vehicle spotters this week. In fact, I think we didn't even get 5. We're at 4768 out of 4900, so about 234 to go on that
one. Good lord.
Yeah, it's a smallish number, but it's still quite a bit when it's spiders.
I would get on there if we had on PC. However,
Yeah, maybe one of these days. One of these days. And then we've got headshots. We are about, looks like 2600 away from, or 26,000 away from those. And then getting standard weapon kills, we are 23,000 away on those. And then the last two are still the same, killing Marines and shoulder bashes. That will never change. We actually have a couple of things from our Discord for our Tales from the Foxhole section this week. MH Cosplays has been posting a lot of armor commissions that he's been working on. He actually specified last week the armor that we mentioned that he was working on. And he actually showed it out to the person that commissioned it and got a nice picture back saying that he appreciated it. And a lot more pictures from some upcoming commissions as well. But the one commission was a full suit of a custom Spartan 3 Halo Reach armor. So that was the one that he had. So yeah, just wanted to shout him out on that one. And then we have Bobby, who shared a little clip from Halo Wars 2 on Twitter. So go check that out over in the Tales from the Foxhole channel on Discord. What we got coming up for matchmaking stuff this week, GT?
Well, for this weekend, we've got Rock and Rail rotating in for Forerunner Slayer. And Warzone Assault goes live. And then for the 22nd next weekend, we've got Action Sack rotating in for Rock and Rail. And that's actually going to be a pretty good mix.
Rock and Rail is usually pretty fun. Of course, a lot of explosions, which is my favorite. An Action Sack. Can never go wrong with Action Sack. Although there are one or two game modes that I'm not too keen of in the normal Action Sack rotation, but most of them are pretty fun to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. What about MCC?
For MCC, we have Shoddy Snipers in the 4v4 and FFA playlists. And then we have Griffball has left the court.
Yeah, that's too bad. Did you get to play any Griffball in MCC while I was up, DJ?
Nope. I have been so locked and enthralled in hunting ghosts in Phasmophobia. I played some Among Us. Other than that, I have kind of been off the Halo grid for a little bit, waiting for H4 and just kind of enjoying some of the other things that we've got going on and some of the games that I have been asked to preview on Early Access.
Very nice. All right, and we've got a special little Halloween event, or Halloween event. From now until the 4th of November, there is a Halo Challenges section in MCC, where you can earn two brand new nameplates, the Shotgun Shell and the Spider Web.
You know, that's where I end up getting most of my shotgun shells stuck, is inside of the spider web. It's really freakish.
At least it's just the shells.
Nobody can load shotguns faster than a spider. Do you know how many legs they have? Tons.
I feel like the shotgun shells are probably bigger than they are, though.
Depends on my spiders.
Also true.
It's like, are we talking normal spiders or are we talking Harry Potter spiders?
Right. Spiders come in all shapes and sizes. Some are friendly. Some weave webs over the top of farms and in barns. Others simply inhabit forests outside of small wizarding schools in North London and terrorize anybody who happens to go in there, including automated cars. Because everything you see on the internet is real. Naturally.
Of course. You can trust everything you see on the internet.
Totally. Totally. Okay, so I feel the same way about most of my emails that I get in that spam folder.
How many Nigerian princes have reached out to you?
5. 3 of them are brothers, I discovered. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I sent them Blockbuster gift cards. I found them in an old shoebox. I figured maybe they could use them. But they may still have Blockbuster over there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was trying to be helpful.
I'm sure they appreciate it nonetheless.
I may have also sent a Twinkie. On the upside, I was smart and did not use my own return address. I used yours. So
that explains all the random spam messages that I've been getting in my mail recently.
Yes. Yes.
Damn it, DJ.
You'll also have visitors for the holidays. Congratulations. Thanks. Bye.
All right, we're moving.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I didn't pack the bags. We're leaving.
Oh, my God.
On the MCC development side of things, the upcoming features that are currently slated for the flight are input-based matchmaking and crossplay and server region selection, although those two may slip out of the flight depending on how those progress in the Ring 1 and Ring 2 testing. Advanced video graphics PC options for Halo 4 on PC only for now. Text chat availability and text chat moderation.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
There's an anti-a-hole mode. Neat.
Yeah, that's been needed for quite some time now.
Yep. About a decade.
Yeah. Yep. Or just the ability... Well, I guess, is there the ability to turn the chat off? I think there is.
There should be. I mean, I know we can do it in Rainbow Six Siege, so I would hope they put it in MCC.
I think it may already be in there, but I'm not entirely sure. But I thought I remembered at some point seeing that option in the settings. The Halo 4 content that we are expecting to see in the flight for campaign is the missions Requiem, Forerunner, Reclaimer, Shutdown, and Composer. There will be a Canyon Combat campaign playlist. Spartan Ops content will be Departure, Land Grab, Sniper Alley, The Challenge, Sacred, Core, Artifact, Cleanup, For Science, Hacksaw, Pelican Down, and Gargarin. And then for... Well, I mean, Spartan Ops, you have 50 different missions, so they're probably looking at different scripting pieces within each one, and... Yeah. It might be one from almost every, like, different Spartan Ops map or environment, too. And then for the Halo 4 multiplayer maps, there will be Adrift, Exile, Haven, Longbow, Meltdown, Ragnarok, Impact, Landfall, Skyline, Perdition, and Pitfall.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right, cool.
And there is a new Insider nameplate.
Really?
Yeah. For those that remember the MCC Insider nameplates when MCC was going through a bunch of updates on console, looks like they are introducing a new Insider nameplate for folks that have participated in the Halo Insider flighting, which is more specifically the PC stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep. And just a reminder, make sure your Halo Insider profile is up to date with your latest DX Diag. If you've had any kind of hardware changes to your PC build, or if you have changed your consoles, you need to make sure you re-enroll in the Xbox Insider for that specific console, because they will be inviting every eligible Insider that's registered.
I'm excited, personally.
It's going to be good. They better be Griffball in there, too. Okay, over to the Community Spotlight, which came out literally 30 minutes before the podcast. So, yay!
Thanks! Love you, too!
All right, there we go. So, the first one we have...
The Creme de la Creme.
Yep, always the Creme de la Creme. We've got a really nice pencil drawing of Johnson. Like, really, really nice. And the text on this one, for those listening via audio, know that you all like and you're going to love Jay Penrake's pencil drawing of the one and the only Sergeant Major Avery Johnson. This is so well done, and he deserves more attention than it seems to have gotten on Twitter. So, here we are. It's a very, very good piece, I will say. It only has 9 likes on Twitter.
Twitter has no
taste. Well, this person only has 126 followers, so it's hard to sift through everything on Twitter with how much Twitter generates. So, but still, nonetheless, good job on Snickerdoodle for going and actually finding it.
Most definitely.
And then we've got Snack Break. Can't just paste because it's not an image in here, but there is a spooky kind of mashup of some different Halo themes.
It's got a really good beat to it.
Yeah, that's made by Alex G Music, and it's really well done.
Mm-hmm.
It does a really good job of adding that kind of spookiness to a lot of different Halo themes, and there's quite a few different songs that you can pick out that influenced a lot of the mix. DJ, I think you would you would appreciate this one if you gave it a listen.
Yeah, I was actually just listening to it.
Yep. And then we go on to DJ's picks.
What's that one titled?
This one.
It's hard for me to see it.
The Ordinary Word or World.
So the reason I like this, A, it's FOTUS. It is the unicorn armor, something that we all were introduced to in Halo 4, and absolutely loved it. But I also love the fact that there's 8 different shades of terror going on in the background of the drawing. Again, anytime you can capture an image in pencil, especially in monochrome, where you're just using shades of gray and pencil and black, you've got to be even more, you've got to accentuate even more the detail in the background, in the design. And this provides such a complex layering that I think it truly expresses just some of the fear that seeing this armor in itself could instill in a person. Also, there's that giant spiky thing you can shove through somebody's gut. That seems dangerous and probably requires supervision if you're around children.
If you're around children.
Yeah, well.
Pretty big if.
There you go.
And then the next one we have.
Are you saying that if the Sangheili are attacking, there aren't kids there? What if they're part of a circus act? What if it's part of a show? What if it's an exhibit at the Sangheili Zoo?
I guess there may as well be children there.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Okay. You convinced me. You convinced me. This next one is Spartan by X Veronica.
Love this one.
It's got a lot going on. It has the pencil drawing.
Yeah.
It has... lots of little kind of framing effects around it. So you've got some fake roses up there. You've got a flaming skull. You've got a pin. You've got a magnum. You've got a reach flag with Noble Team on the insignia.
Yep. And you can see all the tools. I like the way it was arranged. I really appreciate the fact that it's not just a drawing. There's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I very much love that one.
Yeah. Both the drawing and the composition of the picture itself is really well done. Lots of attention to detail. This next one, Fishbowl.
Yes, because nothing screams, hi, I brought my pet fish along, like having a fishbowl for a helmet. It also reminds me of the Umbrella Academy, but for anybody who hasn't seen it, there's a guy with, there's a character in there who's got a fish in a bowl as a head, and I think this perfectly encompasses that. But also, if you're not using your armor and it does vacuum seal, what better way to provide a home for your fish than to just stuff it inside of your armor? There you go.
You just need to give it neural implants so it can control the suit.
I feel like most fish come with neural implants. Where do you get your fish, bud?
From my local pet store? Where do you get your fish?
Mostly from a river on a different planet. So I think you need to step up your game.
Well, not everyone has the streaming bucks to go and just get things from other planets, DJ.
I feel like that's not entirely true, and you're also shaming me for traveling. Are you travel shaming right now?
No, of course not.
Okay, just checking.
Yes, Bob, do you have something to say to that? Where do you get your pet fish?
Neighbor's pond.
Here we go.
Nom, nom.
Are they pets or are they food? Are they pets then food?
There's a difference.
Right.
Enough said. This next one is Last Stand by Ethan Romsberg.
This should go without saying. Obviously, given my predilection for all things Griffball, anytime that you've got a representation of the swords, the varying different size, shapes, designs, and styles and grades of swords in Halo, I'm going to jump at an opportunity to say hi to that. This has got 3 different swords, completely different styles of swords, and it's incredible. If you haven't checked it out, you definitely should. I know those of you who are listening can't see any of the pictures we're talking about, but it is a celebration of all the sword smith. I would say swordery, but that's not a word. And I feel like making up words probably isn't the best idea right now. We're going to call it swordery anyway, and I'm going to trademark that, and I'm going to send that right over to Webster's or Miriam or both. Maybe they're married still. Who knows? Probably got a divorce. If they did, they should each try it out with sword, battle of the death, and see who wins the dictionary. That being said, there we go. That's why I like this picture.
We've got many different blade masters.
Also that.
There you go.
They're going to be really popular during the holidays. That's a real quick way to not only cook turkey, but also slice it at the same time.
I like how the light effects from the swords really accentuate the armor detail, and you have the glow from the different ones. So that's really cool too. Yes, Bob.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I was going to pick it, but I figured I'd leave some of the good ones for DJ, because since he hadn't turned in his picks yet.
Yeah, I'm always late.
There's a lot of good ones. I eventually trimmed mine down to one of each kind of type. So I had a render, an art piece, a forge thing, a minifig thing. So we'll get to that in a minute. All right, GT, on to yours. I actually guessed two of yours before you even gave me the ones that you wanted, including this first one.
I am pretty predictable. Saxophone, ODST.
Yep.
I mean, what else do you need to say?
Which, I would have picked that one if I knew you weren't going to pick it.
You can call me on my saxophone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got nothing.
I would really like to have a saxophone.
Sorry, I'm tired. Wait, in life?
Like, you know, with Bluetooth?
Oh. I think I still have a saxophone from high school somewhere.
You can learn to play some of the ODST notes.
Good.
This next one.
I have been thinking about picking up guitar, but
okay.
I have to have some disposable income to do that yet.
And you have to know how to play it.
Well, that's
there's YouTube videos.
Is to learn how to play it.
Oh, that's
there's
a lot
actually
of
a video game that's. The whole premise is to learn to play the guitar.
Guitar Hero is not about learning to play the guitar.
About Guitar Hero.
There's an actual game out there that you can actually plug in your guitar, like with the normal jack, and it will teach you. There's an actual video game that does that.
Yeah.
That's not Rock Band. That's not Guitar Hero. Yeah, there's a legit game out there that'll do that.
That sounds like a lot of effort.
Well, generally, learning to play an instrument is a lot of effort.
Learning anything.
You know what? I spent a lot of effort figuring out how to make this work. And look at that. It goes in. It goes out. Goes in. It goes out. Yeah, look at that. A USB. It has a... There we go.
And yes, people. Sorry. DJ did have to bleep himself about using a USB.
Hey, you know what they say? USB-U, USB-me. I don't even know what that means. We just move on.
We just make this stuff up as he goes along.
Story of my life, dude. Title of my autobiography. Making it up as I go along. So it's come to this.
That's a Monty Python reference. Here we go. There are no shortcuts to any place worth going by I Am File.
And here's the thing. That's the lie. When anytime you've got a red energy sword, you know that cuts through the red brick in Minecraft. It cuts through most doors. The what?
The red tape.
It also cuts
through the red tape.
Yes. Cuts through all of the fire marshal's crap when you're trying to throw an event. Cities like Anaheim. Just saying. Your badge versus my sword. Who do you think's going to win? Just saying. Also, that's a elite that stands, 9 feet tall? I'm pretty sure that elite just wins in general. Although I'm still concerned as to why that elite has a very compact version of what looks like a Chevy Camaro as a chess piece. But I'm really not looking to... What it does! Like somebody took a Camaro and crushed it into his chest and said, here, we're going to give you decoration. Well, yes, I appreciate your concern that it looks like a Chevy, but nobody will notice. There are no Chevys on your planet. So you discover he's attacking Earth and doesn't want to and wants to be taken seriously as a potential threat. Because the rest of us go, are you wearing a Chevy?
With a fishbowl okay. on his head.
Wow.
With a yes. With the fishbowl.
Jesus, what did you guys give the give the hunters? Fords? Well done. Totally have faith in your movement.
Good luck winning the war.
Good luck winning the war. We'll see you when it's done. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
And I was guessing you'd either pick this one or the other
Engineer well, I almost one. Picked both of them, but I figured one engineer was enough. And this one was so colorful.
Yep. You've got the little superintendent icon at the bottom there, too.
Mm-hmm.
This one is titled Huragak by Sutro Tower on Reddit. And then on to my picks, which I'm going to try to zoom through quite quickly because I have quite a few. I tried to narrow it down to where it was one of each type, like I said before. This first one's titled Halo Wallpaper by Metatrox, and this is just a really cool art piece that's done, and it has a lot of different elements in it. You've got a little bit of the space environment that you get a sense of from Halo 4, and just a lot of unique characteristics on the armor and the vehicle, kind of taking their own interpretation of what applying their own art style to the Halo universe, which I thought was really cool. And then everyone knows I love Pokemon. So, of course, Pikachu with a helmet. Pika Spartan by Pika. Blue Twilight.
Pika. Pikachu.
Pika. Pikachu. So.
Do you know how much drama that little thing has caused in front of my house?
Do you have a Pokestop right by your house?
They included the rock garden feature that Kevin and I built years ago into all of the Niantic games. So it's in the Harry Potter game. It's in
Ingress.
It's in all of them. And so any summer, fall, especially during the fall, kids get together and they will come down, drop a lure and sit on the front steps to catch Pokemon, which means that the dogs are going to lose their mind. And they do. I keep having to run upstairs like, what's happening upstairs? And dogs are barking. There's a bunch of kids laughing on the front steps. And then I look like the cranky old guy. Get off my lawn with your crazy music and your pokey pimple.
Pokey pimple.
Yeah. So instead, I just throw cans of soda at them and run away.
Oh, my gosh.
What? It's not soda I'll ever drink. It's the Mountain Dew Halo stuff.
The stuff that's been sitting in your closet since 2007.
Yeah, it's very near exploding anyways. It's almost eaten through the aluminum, so by the time it hits them, it explodes, and that's always fun to watch. I'm kidding, people. That doesn't actually something I do. Please don't throw cans of soda at people.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very nice.
Are you hunting Pokemon?
Just to clarify.
I was just opening it up.
You were checking, weren't you?
Just only because we mentioned it.
Oh my god, I'm hungry, Harry.
Next one is Get Off by Red Imperialist. We've got a jackal that's wrestling with a marine, and then you have a marine in the background with a baseball bat that's about to probably whack the living daylights out of the jackal.
So, I guess you could say that's a whack and jack situation?
Yes. Yes, you could. You very well could.
Your words, not mine.
Whack and jack all the way down. Next one, of course, another Among Us one, which I had to pick.
Oh my god.
Finish the Fight, Master Chief by Dinosaur123456 on Reddit.
Super sus.
Master Chief. It's hard to sus Master Chief, but yeah. I see good things in that one. Next one is another Skull one. We had an honorable mention with Receptor last week, but here we have some wooden skulls, or at least painted to look like they're wooden. Halo Skulls by Humorous Doc. We've got the... is that the Grunt Birthday Party one with the... Yeah, I think it's the with the candle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I forget what the other icon is. But the... It looks like it might be carved out, but the paint job makes it look like wood, and it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Some kind of foam. It looks like, or a 3D print.
I don't remember what that one was.
And then the next one is from More Shots, Jega on the Hunt. This is a nice little minifig scene with a lot of cool effects added to it. Just the fact that people can come up with arranging these scenes and get them to be in a certain way is just really cool. And there's a second minifig one. But this one is called Believe by Sidious66. And just the effects that he did with the smoke and the lighting, it looks like it could be an artistic render.
Yeah.
With how they...
Very much so.
Yeah, with how they framed everything and all of the different pieces that they put, like the broken wall and the barrel in front of the chief. Just everything. It looks like it's he's fighting in like either an active war zone or a broken down city and like going through ruins type of thing. And we've also got a tattoo, a ODST legendary tattoo with the SMGs instead of the katanas, which I thought was really cool. It's nice to see a little bit of a variety in the like the legendary shield tattoos. I thought this one was a cool one. And then we have a Hydra prop, which looks really well done. This one is by Alpha T Zeta Industries on Twitter.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's not an easy prop to make either. It's not like you can take an airsoft pistol and then kind of reframe it. You kind of have to build these up.
A lot of the bigger ones, you have to kind of make from scratch.
Yeah.
Yep. And then finally, it's not a picture. There's Operation Charity Falls, Episode 2. They highlighted the first episode of Charity Falls. It's a group that is putting a lot of really cool effort into VFX and cosplay together. So definitely go check it out. And then we got the honorable mentions. We mentioned this one, I think, last week or the week before, but this is Ezel VFX's take on the Halo 2 promotional poster. I'm just shutting that one out again. And then we have This Is My Rifle by Accelerate, which he did a custom paint job on his Nerf assault rifle. At least I think that's the Nerf one. I don't think that's the Boomkin one. Yeah, it's Nerf. So he did a metallic red and black paint job on it, which looks really cool.
Honestly, I love that paint job.
Yeah.
It looks great. Mm-hmm. It stands out. It really pops.
Like when I saw this, I'm like, now I want to buy an extra one so I can customize it and do a paint job on it.
Custom weapon skin. Oh.
Yeah, there you go. That's one of the things that I know a lot of Nerf collectors will do, or some will do, is actually take apart all their pieces and repaint them and then put them back together. And then Doodle Snickers. This one is a shirt by LazoHalo_Coral. And it is Gyoza the Pug being attacked by Flug. Flood.
Flug? What's a Flug?
Who sacrifices their dog for the Flood? Yeah, well, it is a pug. I mean, if it was a Great Dane, that Dane would be tearing into those Flood real fast. Eating them. There's nothing my Danes will not eat.
Buncha.
Chair handles to
you. Including Flood?
Oh, yeah. They'll eat the Flood.
Okay. Good to know.
I mean, they'll eat paper towels, for crying out loud. They'll eat toilet paper. Why wouldn't they eat the Flood?
So those are our picks for this specific update. There are, of course, a whole bunch of other ones, so definitely go out to HaloWaypoint.com and check on the community spotlight, because there's a lot of great other content that's out there as well. For the other social posts that we have from Halo, we have the Shadow of Reach excerpt read by Steve Downs. So this is a little excerpt from the book that's coming out next week by Troy Denning. And
looking forward to it.
Yes. I think a lot of people are looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting to it. As, of course, I have a bunch of other books. Well, not a bunch, but I still have quite a few other books to read to get to that point. So, yeah. We have Fiction Friday. DJ, would you like to read that one off for us?
Yeah. New Phoenix was the fourth most populated city in the United Republic of North America after New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Its population was consumed by a device called the Composer when the Didac attacked in 2557.
There you go. That infamous day in history. And then we've got a couple of products. We have the Mega Constructs, not Master Chief Helmet, I forgot to change that title, but the Halo Nerf Assault Rifle giveaway for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
So enter edition.
Yes, the Glitter Edition with over 16,000 hand-placed crystals. All donations for this giveaway will be in benefit to the National Breast Cancer Foundation.
Crystals, huh?
Yep. all pink and shiny. And you can find out more about the giveaway at aka.ms/HaloGamePinkMA40.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the Walmart special edition of the Shadows of Reach that includes the little short story is also up for pre-order. Again, kind of sucks that we're getting locked into exclusive content with a book, but it is what it is. So if you want to get that little extra story, then make sure you head on over to aka.ms/ShadowsOfReach_special edition to find the Walmart listing and get your pre-order in.
Nice.
Yes. Moving on to the community side of the show, we've got our community highlights. As always, we have actually nothing this week from our community highlights. No articles from Griffball, from Vortub, from Haruspis, nothing. So quiet week over there. On the community content side of things, we've got new podcasts for HCS Pro Talk, for Podcast Evolved. We got two new ones, Building with Blocks and their normal show. Sacred Icon Halo has their 50th episode, which apparently is a four-hour behemoth. They like to do long shows.
Yep.
We used to do that, and then we figured out that that was not great for listening for most audiences, so we tried to shorten it a little bit. And then we've got Halo Outreach Podcast also reaching their episode 50 milestone as well. On the YouTube side of things, we've got Halo Cannon with his Oni Archives analysis for the Halo 3 ODST one that came out a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had a chance to watch that. Did you watch a GT?
Yeah, I watched that one. It was a pretty good review. He basically just went over it and he kind of tied the three of them that are out there now together somewhat, but we're still waiting to see what happens for the Halo 4 one.
Yep.
And see,
hopefully it comes full circle.
What, you know, which way they're taking it.
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to be its own little self-contained segment or if it's actually going to tie into Infinite.
I think it's probably going to be its own self-contained thing, just the way it's going right now.
Okay. For Covenant Canon, we have 10 Facts You Didn't Know About the Covenant. Installation 00, Firing the Halos. I actually watched that one. It's a really good video going through the offensive bias entries in the terminals in Halo 3. Mm-hmm. And a couple additional things to that as well. We've got Rejected Shotgun, Halo 3 Guardian Forest leaked info and modded gameplay. Not really leaked info, but because of the work that he did to bring the Forest Guardian level kind of back to life, he was actually given some additional info about the development of Halo 3 around those maps that people know about but were missing, and some of which he was given permission to actually talk about on the video, and some of which that he has not given permission to yet. So there's actually some new kind of development info behind Halo 3's missing campaign maps, or omitted campaign maps, not necessarily missing, that he goes into, and the mod that he came up with to actually recreate that Guardian Forest boss battle was surprisingly very close to what Bungie had in mind, apparently.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Look into that again.
Yeah, so Rejected Shotgun, give it a watch. It's really interesting stuff that he has to share. And that's kind of all the big ones I wanted to pull out from our normally recurring ones. We've got Defend the House with Halo 3 Mythbusters Volume 6. We've got a...
You can punch a rocket. Confirmed.
I missed that one. I didn't watch the whole video yet.
Well, then you have to watch the whole video.
I guess I'll have to. And then DB Geek, the PlayStation guy who's been going through and playing Halo, he's actually playing with Marty O'Donnell tomorrow.
Cool.
I don't know if this is a video that he's releasing of their gameplay or if it's a Twitch stream, but yeah, he and Marty O'Donnell will be co-oping Halo CE together tomorrow at...
Interesting.
8 p.m. British Standard Time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. It's been really cool to see him go through Halo and really get excited, and I would like to try to get him on the show at some point and kind of get his impressions of being a new person in the Halo universe and getting his perspective from our perspective since we've been in the scene for over 10 years now.
A fresh pair of eyes.
Yeah. Fresh perspective. In the artwork side of things that we have, I'm going to pick out one from Grey Wolf XN. He has a Master Chief rocking the heavy machine gun. This is rendered in Blender Cycles and edited with Photoshop, titled The Reclaimer.
Interesting.
Any of them stick out for you two that you want to call out?
I mean, obviously, the end of the line is going to be the one that's going to jump to my mind.
Yep.
And basically, they should have changed it from end of the line to that was the wrong button.
Sounds like another familiar character that we know of.
Lots of wrong button scenarios in life.
Wrong button, wrong button, wrong button! Just whenever I think of a red button now, I can't help but think of DJ Beatbox.
Right. DJ Beatbox. Beatbox. Doing his thing.
Yep.
I think of Groot.
A guy who's now been, he's now been kidnapped.
Oh, yeah, Groot. That's a good one. Yeah. Baby Groot.
Groot? No, I just told you not to push that one. Push the other one.
Groot.
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 Groot. On to the community musing side of things, we have Halopedia's Trivia Tuesday. GT, if you'd like to take that one.
For Trivia Tuesday, Cortana was developed a lot. Hang on, let me restart that one. Cortana was developed a lot in her earliest incarnations, made by Chris Hughes. One of the earliest versions of her had green eyes and digital markings on her face, compared to her final version in the game experience. Oh, did not know that.
I didn't either.
Hmm.
So a lot of the body's still the same, but the eyes are obviously blue instead of green.
Mm-hmm.
Which thankfully looks a little less creepy, so that was nice.
Yeah.
Well, she's got a in the final game, she's a lot more purple than she was in the early, where she was kind of a purple and white.
Mm-hmm.
Or purple and silver, or...
Well, it almost looked like the early versions were kind of solid. She's also a lot
more translucent in the game.
Yeah.
Where in the early renders, they have her where she looks pretty solid.
If you push the opacity up, then it might be closer to that more solid looking that you see. Yep. And I don't know if the other of you saw this, but Ubernick had a... he dressed up as Cortana. Cortana, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
The Cortanic.
I didn't watch it, but I saw it.
Yep.
And I can't unsee it now.
Nope.
Yep, relatively terrifying.
No one can unsee that.
It's amazing.
I dropped in for when he first started streaming. I'm like, what the heck did I just jump into? Because I didn't know. Like, I just was on Twitch and I saw he was streaming, so I clicked on his stream. I'm like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
But he had the wig, he had the face paint, he had the costume. He went all out.
I need to wash my eyes now. Oh.
I don't think bleach is going to be enough to wash that out of your eyes.
Wow. So much judging.
I was there a reason he did it? I don't remember hearing a specific reason why he did it, other than
because just kind of random. Why wouldn't you if you could?
I mean, I'm guessing that's the reason.
There you go.
I just didn't know if there was something that encouraged him to do that, or anyways. And then we have a Twitter user by the name of Alex R Creations, who has built a battle royale map in Halo 5's Forge, and the picture that he shares is what he built within 24 hours,
and it looks like something out of Jack and Daxter. Literally, that looks like a Jack and Daxter map.
No idea what that is.
Oh my god, man.
You thought he was going to get it?
There are some quintessential baselines if you are any type of a PlayStation player ever. And as somebody who went from PlayStation to Xbox, let me be clear. there are some staples that you need to play, whether you have the PSP, the PS2, or you've got a more advanced console. Jack and Daxter, PTSD. Ratchet and Clank, God of War.
We didn't have PlayStation growing up.
Siphon. Well, then you need to go find a PlayStation 2 and get some of the best ofs and just go ham for a while.
The only time I played PlayStation was when I was over at Relatives, and the main game I played was Need for Speed.
Oh my God, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit was like the best game ever on the PS1. Oh my God, I beat the crap out of that game. I loved it. I got the McLaren. That was my favorite go-to car. My sister couldn't hold it up against me. It was awesome.
I still have my PC disc for that.
Oh my Lord. Now I kind of want to play Need for Speed. I need to get my racing wheel.
Oh, you have one?
I want to get my... Yeah, Logitech gave me one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's rad, dude. I love it. The force feedback one.
Ooh.
That's dude, nice. And it's got pedals and everything and paddle shifters.
Oh, yeah. So you got the legit setup.
Yeah.
Nice. I just need to
hook it up and see if it shakes my desk completely out of whack.
Quick side note. Thank you, Rage, for the 4-month subscription with your Prime subscription. Thank you very much.
Rage more nerd.
Rage more nerd. TTV. But going back to the map, it is actually really cool, the different kind of biomes that he's built into the map. So, yeah. Jumping on over to our fan projects update, we've got not as many updates as we normally see from the large jump that we usually take. Last time we did this was back in July, so we're 3 months out. We actually do not have much on the fan game side. There's a lot on the fan mods side of things, but for the Installation 01 fan game, the only new thing we have there is a new original soundtrack piece titled Elder's Legacy, which is a Halo theme mashup. And of course, this is done by Jafet Mizza, who's one of the top Halo community composers, I guess you could call it, out there. Project Contingency is pretty much silent right now.
Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
You're good. And we've actually got
Project Autumn in chat.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. I guess we'll go ahead and jump on down there real quick. There's a couple of things that we actually pulled for your project, and we've got Ignivirix. I probably butchered that name. I'm sorry. Igni, I guess for short, as he said in the chat. He says that they have some content drop that's been delayed, but they're on track to release within the next week. Wow. Cool. Interesting. Our Vidoc will discuss things like Project Autumn's origins, some problems our project has faced, interviews with some of the devs, and lots of eye candy. Oh, and there we got...
how we love that eye candy.
We got a sneak peek. We got a little Imgur link over here. Dropping some fresh content for us. And why is it not loading?
Right now we're playing the loading game.
I just got a blank screen on Imgur right now. It's just
gray. I got
gray.
A blank screen with a circle.
Yep.
Going round and round and round and round.
The blue circle loading definitely leads me for intrigue.
Yep.
Leaves me in suspense. Oh.
There we go.
Spinning. while that
it's the
attempts
spinning
to load,
game.
It's
all good.
We do have a Vidoc teaser that they actually put out on their YouTube a couple months ago. This is just what I guess was supposed to be teased out for the last couple months, but hasn't quite gotten there yet. But that YouTube video is out there with Igni having a little bit of dialogue, and they're talking about the project and the content to expect coming from the team. And then we've also got the official soundtrack for the game as well. And that's over on Spotify, available to listen. There are 10 tracks for the project, and these are composed by Nathan Langlois. Interesting last name. Okay, we have another link. It was missing a character at the end. It was missing an eye. We have a look at their armor design. This is modeled by Iowa, which we've actually may have had on the podcast before for this project or another project. Director is The Phoenix Rises, and art director is Mr. Muffin. And we've got a green armor, we've got a red armor with a silver visor, and it looks gorgeous.
Yes, looks really good.
Like the lighting effect on everything as well. So thank you, Igni, for sharing. We've got some fresh content over here.
Yes.
If you tweet it out or anything, let us know and we'll retweet it out. Thanks for dropping in the chat, by the way. We'll have to have you guys on after you drop the release. Really appreciate it. Thank you for the follow. It's not often we actually get folks in here that we're talking about to just come in and say, hey, here's a little piece of new things you can talk about. So yeah, thanks for dropping on in here. Appreciate it, man.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. Moving on, we have Coral next. We have just a post from Instagram. And this one's from Austin. First and foremost, they have moved from building the game on Unity and they're going over to Unreal Engine, which has actually increased their production efficiency and has allowed them to work on things much more quickly. Sounds like there's a lot of Unreal Engine movement going on within the Halo fan game scene. I think there's another.
Yeah. That's what we're using for Insula.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Also, Downfall, another update, they've actually moved over to Unreal Engine as well. So both Coral and Downfall have moved over to Unreal Engine for their projects. For going back to Coral, they're continuing their work on their multiplayer mode that they revealed a couple months back. They're super excited to show us. Oh, thank you for the subscription. Wow, thank you, Igni. Appreciate that. Oh, Pins gifted the subscription. Well, still, there you go. You got a subscription here. Thank you, Pins. His 53rd gift sub. He's at, what, 60 months now? And he's almost matched how many months he's subbed to now?
Yeah.
And we've got Frizzled gifting a sub to DJ. There you go.
Thank you, Frizzled.
Thank you, Frizzled, for jumping in and giving DJ that gift sub. Now you got the little Podtacular helmet by your name. Moving on to Downfall. In addition to them going over to the Unreal Engine, a lot of the things that they have going on their side has slowed because of life priorities and COVID. But with the Unreal Engine, that seems to be a trend in 2020.
I can't believe that.
So my wife sent me a picture today while she was at work, and it was someone that decorated their lawn for Halloween, and all it was just two like haystacks with a big wooden 2020 in the middle of it, and then there's a little board on the side that said, "I couldn't think of anything scarier."
Wow, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was funny. Going over to.
The only thing we have left is a shark fire NATO. Like, you've seen fire tornadoes, right? Where they actually come across fire and they suck the fire up. Well, imagine a shark NATO that sucked it up. We could actually get seared shark on our tables, delivered fresh in the form of a fire NATO. It's like sushi, only not raw. And who knows? The pressure of the fire NATO could tear them apart into small bite-sized pieces. We'd end up with, like, you know, with poke bowls. Just in the rain, just out there with giant bowls and buckets running around, hot flaming shark falling on you. What could be better? What could be more 2020?
Sometimes I wonder how your mind works, DJ.
I have been asking myself that question regularly. I don't get it. It comes out of my mouth and then I sit there and think about it for a second. Was that necessary to actually state? And then I realized, well, it doesn't matter. I've already done
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So Frizzled is asking, since he gifted you a sub, if you could do a Craig voice.
Craig, unfortunately, has a cold.
Whoa. It sounds like he's in the bathroom, too. Is it pretty nasty one there, Craig?
There's a thing called reverb. Reverb is my friend. Unfortunately, yes. It is necessary. Always necessary.
Is
like throwing a grunt. Totally necessary. Absolutely.
Is Chuck taking care of you, or are you just kind of fending for yourself?
I didn't set Chuck up tonight, unfortunately. I've been adjusting with some other characters for stuff, projects.
Chuck's on vacation.
And so I had, yeah. So Chuck got thrown. He'll be back next week. Chuck's on a vacation. He got dropkicked.
He got forcefully ejected on the vacation.
Well, they were playing with a trampoline. He got bounced like a Super Bowl off of it. God only knows those little kids are really squishy, and they happened to be kind of bouncy. He ended up sliding off the gravel and over the edge of the cliff. Luckily, it wasn't really a cliff. It was more like a slanted slip and slide, which happened to merge into a piece of river that had kind of overflown, creating a nice mudslide. Rolled across through the plains, up onto the grassy knoll, and over into an ocean bay. Slid across that, because at that point he garnered way too much kinetic energy, and the speed at which he was traveling kind of made him skip like a rock. And, you know, the methane was helping to propel the buoyancy in the water, hit the far side, and ended up running into a sea turtle. And now he and the tortoise are discussing shells and their designs. And I feel like that's a conversation for later.
So Chuck might be coming back in a turtle shell.
Turtle in a half shell.
Oh, my gosh.
I got nothing. I don't know where I'm going with this. I have no idea. Just...
And I keep feeding you too. GT's just like, why do you do this?
Finally got one.
That's the one reference.
I get some of them, I lose some of them. I mean, I'm a mixed bag. I'm a wild card. Not really. I'm pretty predictable. On the Iron Hammer side of things, we talked about the trailer a little bit ago, but just wanted to call it out here again since we're doing the project update. From Discord, we have Sirpin or Zyphor, Zyphor, who has made some new concept art for the Brutes in Iron Hammer. Some really cool artwork. And then we've also got some test map design and some in-game renders. We've got some first-person animations for the Brutes that are currently been worked on. There's grunt textures, jackal textures, some map textures as well. And all this is in their Discord, so if you want to go check out their stuff on Discord, then you can look at that. I'll see if I can include a link in the show notes for our patrons. There's also a new melee weapon called the Brawler, and the weapon has three different states of attack. First one is a normal melee attack. The second one is a charge attack, which gives the weapon a similar impact damage like the gravity hammer. And then the third is a quick attack with the knuckle duster in front of the handle.
Hmm.
Okay.
So it's very similar to the kind of the mace that we see Atriox holding, but on the top it has three different blades on it. But it's a very brute brandish design, and it works really well. And then we also have another concept art for their first Rathol Skein brute rank called the Skinner. So just a couple of concept pieces that is going on for that project. And for is that the last one? No, there's two more. For Shattered Legacy, which was formerly Operation Holdout, they've merged under their new name fully now at this point. They have a new logo. And then the name will obviously reference to the campaign that they're trying to go with from the storyline. They are planning multiplayer, firefight, and campaign to be released in that order for their game. We also have Project Onyx, who has a couple of updates on their Discord, or in the Project Contingency Discord, but from what the developer has posted, there's a couple of renders of their plasma pistol. Looks kind of boxed out at the moment. Looks like there's still some refining in the design, but overall, the textures that's applied and the colors look like it's a very good, unique design for the plasma pistol. And I took a little screenshot for just kind of referencing for the folks who will see the show notes for our patrons, but it looks like the name isn't Holden 2 project on its Onyx itself, but for the game, he's looking to have a round-based firefight mode as a first playable prototype, although a campaign is in the works. Lots of projects out there. So that covers all the projects. Over on the fan mods side of the house, we have quite a few YouTube videos from SPV3, including the update of SPV3.3, including ray tracing in Halo CE, which makes things so pretty. I definitely need to check out the preview and the public beta to get my hands on it and give it a go. Masters also provides a developer commentary on the Pillar of Autumn, where he talks about the new additions that they're making to SPV3.3 as well. And then we also have an original soundtrack piece from Japhet Meza, again, for Project Lemuria, which is titled Reverence in Motion. On the Twitter side of SPV3, we've got a couple of new armor customization options that Masters has tweeted out. Sonic Cartographer Evolved fans, this is your lucky day. We are happy to announce not only can you choose the time of day for your mission, which that's kind of cool to be able to select time of day for Halo CE, but the MK5 from the original release is now an optional armor remastered with high-quality textures and shaders.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's doing a lot of fan service with their 3.3 release. There's also a Craig skin now that's included in 3.3 as a customization option. So instead of having the Master Chief helmet, you can have a enlarged Craig head. So there's that. And they've also added some kind of screen tips for different weapons or different things that you have to help you learn the ins and outs of the weapons, enemies, and more. So similar to the... What was the thing in CE Anniversary that you could basically scan your environment? You got basically the little dossier on the enemy types. What was that feature called?
Oh,
yell their names and ask who they are?
You had to have the Kinect.
Oh, no clue.
Okay.
I don't even remember.
All right. But there was a function where you could basically scan your environment and it would come up with this encyclopedia type entry for the different enemy types or weapons that you'd come across, and you could reference it later in a certain menu within CE Anniversary. Cool. But basically, they're doing something similar to that, but it gives you a little short description of what the weapon is, its strengths and weaknesses, what kind of weapon is it, is it projectile, is it energy, what's the damage output, what's the range, accuracy, all that kind of stuff. So you get a detailed look at the things happening immediately around you in the environment, which is really cool to be able to add something like that into a 20-year-old game.
Yeah.
You'll also be able to choose the appearance of Cortana in your run-through, and you can have firefight settings, and now the player hints is what they're calling that screen. And again, alternative skins for further customization, time of day, characters, appearances, player hints, all coming to the SPV3.3 build of their mod.
All right.
Have you gotten the chance to play SPV3 at all, DJ?
No.
No?
Nope.
I don't know if you've been bugged by Masters at all for that. I know. Whenever I go to PAX, he's usually trying to get people to play it or try it out. And I think, GT, you've tried out SPV3 before, right?
Yeah, I have. I've made it about halfway through the campaign. But then I had computer issues, and I haven't reinstalled it. So, and, of course, there's been several updates since I've played it, too. So,
at some point, we'll stream it on the Podtacular Twitch account. Probably once I get a few more of the achievement stuff knocked out of the way, but that is something that I want to stream is a lot of these fan projects and mods on the Podtacular account.
Cool.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to join for anything that is multiplayer supported, then definitely let us know. Maybe if content really slows down, we could do a co-stream with the three of us and or not necessarily co-stream, but all three of us could stream at the same time and and play something. Choke Point Games, which is the new conglomerate for the Sins of the Prophets and Operation Homefront, and I forget what the other one is, but it's like three or four different big ones. Evolutions, a real-time strategy. We've got quite a few updates from them on their different projects. For their Arma 3 mod, which is Operation Homefront, for Far Isle, they're looking to produce high-quality and realistic Halo assets for the military simulation community. And they have a Pelican interior and exterior model, which, oh my gosh, it looks incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking detailed. Oh, excuse me.
No, like, it's like, I don't think...
That's probably one of the best renderings I've ever seen of a Pelican ever.
Yeah, like, I don't remember ever seeing this amount of detail of a Pelican. Well, I mean, like, I guess Infinite is probably really close to this, but, like, seeing this much intricate detail on the interior and the exterior, we really haven't seen before.
Yep.
This might be based on the Infinite one, because, like, you have the middle compartment there with the double doors.
Well, yeah, and you've also got,
you've got the little track thing that the chair goes back on that we've seen the pilot roll back on, all the, the side seats, the top compartments, so, like, it might be a very close rip from, well, not rip, but recreation of the Pelican that we've seen in Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Sorry?
That's very interesting.
Yeah. There's a soundtrack Vidoc from the one person that has been involved with getting the Sins of the Prophets, what he calls like the tonality, figured out. It's a really interesting Vidoc. This one person like didn't really know what he was getting into, apparently. Like, he didn't know how ambitious the effort was that he was undertaking, but he's come up with some great music. He has a lot of the stuff that he's created in the background of his Vidoc and explaining how he came up with things, what's his process. And one interesting thing, if you go and watch the video, is he talks about how he's trying to keep that Halo essence in a way, but also make it his own so he could kind of use that as his own work and like sell it as like music pieces or use it to kind of promote his stuff. But something else he mentioned as well, there's not really a Covenant-specific Halo song that he feels really is strictly Covenant. It's from what he kind of discusses, and DJ, if you have a chance to watch this, I'd be interested to get your take on it, maybe after the fact. But he basically says that there's not really a track that's been composed for any of the Halo games so far that he felt is uniquely Covenant, that doesn't have some kind of like human military influence somewhere throughout it. So he's actually tried to identify a sound that would be uniquely Covenant. And he thinks he's kind of figured that out, at least for the Sins of the Prophets side of things. So be curious to get your input on that at some point.
Interesting. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. There's some Warthog variants that's coming up for their Arma 3 mod Far Isle that they have some detailed renders of, as well as a BR-55 that is being used for the Arma 3 Far Isle sandbox as well. And we've talked about this, but there's also the new Sins of the Prophets key art by EzelVFX, which just looks, again, incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he blew that out of the water. For Operation Trebuchet, there's been an update to that mod. So if you have had the mod for a few months and haven't updated it, there is a new build available. They have quite a few new weapons that they've been modeling, some with detachable attachments where you can customize it. They've been working on a drop pod. They've had some renders of their BR-55HB. That they've been improving. Some environment updates as well to some of their maps. They've got Hornet models, a civilian trunk a truck, a saber that they're starting to develop, some control panel items, helmets, a aggressor sentinel, and another AR that, again, has a lot of the different attachments that you can add and take away from it. The build was updated pretty recently, so the latest build for this mod was released on the 10th of October. So literally just this week. So head on over to Steam and download the update if you haven't already. Project Cartographer, there are no new updates, no new development there. There's a couple of bug fixes that has been constantly rolling out, so those have been addressed, but nothing major happening on that front. For Chimera, they've actually been doing a lot of work with adding some new Lua scripts, and because of a bunch of mods supporting other things like OpenSauce and some of the other like core mods, they're actually looking to, or the developers actually looking to remove some of the capabilities from Chimera to leave those capabilities specifically in the hands of those other mods. That way he can kind of strip out some stuff, because there's a lot of different API calls that Chimera currently handles, and it's getting quite large. So if you're a user of Chimera, be aware that there are some changes going on just to account for other different mod packs that are usually utilized by some of the other mods. Like SPV3 is a big one that uses OpenSauce and uses parts of Chimera as well. So some updates there. And then we've, I think, talked about this briefly before, but there's the Halo Wars Leader Overhaul mod. Their version 1.5 came out in late July after I think, did our last show. For those who don't know what the mod is, they add three new leaders to the Halo Wars Definitive Edition, and this is a mod that you can install. The United Rebel Front, the Flood Gravemind, and the Grunt Rebellion. They add some uniqueness to the existing leaders within the game, and they add more features to the specific unit factions themselves. So there's UNSC and Covenant changes that this mod specifically implements. So if you're interested in modding the Halo Wars Definitive Edition for PC, then check out this mod. It's over on ModDB. You can just search for Halo Wars Leader Overhaul mod. And that's it for the fan projects this time around. Some of the usual suspects we didn't really have updates for. Installation 01, I guess, like the bi-weekly updates haven't been happening, probably because of life and COVID. Nothing from Project Contingency. And a lot of the other things just very light on updates this time around. So just, it's either just the summer or things are happening.
Yep. Well, some people going back to school, people going back to work.
That too.
Moving.
Yeah. So we'll definitely keep an eye on some of these. It'll probably be, again, another 2-3 months before we actually jump into taking a look at the fan projects again. But feel free to jump in and find any of these. We actually have, if there's a Discord for these projects, we probably have a link to their Discord in the Poddacular Community Server channel on Discord. So if you want, if any of the projects sound interesting to you, definitely head on over to that and get engaged with the community if you're interested in seeing their development progress. A lot of the servers will usually say, hey, here's a new model that I'm working on, or here's a new feature that we've added to the game type of thing. So if there's anything that sticks out to you, check out the community server lists over on our Discord and hop in and see what everything's all about. And we'll try to get some of the projects that we haven't gotten on before to talk about some of the updates. Like Igni was in here for Project Autumns, and we'll try to get an update from them once they release some content over there. And there's several of the mods as well, like the Operation Trebuchet folks. We haven't had them on yet, and that would be actually interesting to have them on and maybe do a simulation with them in Operation Trebuchet as well. Like, I don't know if DJ, that'd be something that's up your alley since you are a former military, but like there's a huge community around Operation Trebuchet and Arma 3 modding in general.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely have to check it out.
Yeah. We have the last thing to talk about, which is our return of the community survey. So with MCC on PC almost nearing its kind of complete package, with Halo 4 Flighting hopefully coming either this weekend or next week.
Soon.
Yeah, very soon. It kind of leaves us to wonder what's next for additions to MCC.
Well, now they start working on the wish list.
Well, there is that, like the file browser, the server browser, and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully, knock on wood, expanding the file browser limit or the file limit on MCC would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be nice.
Quadrupling it.
Or something. And 343 mentioned in the last update that they are looking at the Halo Online maps already to include in Halo 3. So that's something that they're looking at. But I thought it might be interesting because Halo 2 Anniversary started with 6 remade maps, and they introduced a 7th because of the launch issues with the game. We got the Relic remake Remnant as a special bonus for anyone that I think played from launch to December 15th or something like that. So I thought it might be interesting to see which of the Halo maps from Halo 2 that were not remade for multiplayer would people like to see. Like if they were to go to certain affinities and say, hey, we want to make one more map as kind of a last hurrah for Halo 2 Anniversary, what map would you choose? So the maps that were left over that were not remade are Backwash, Beaver Creek, Burial Mounds, Colossus, Containment, Desolation, District, Elongation, Foundation, Gemini, Headlong, Ivory Tower, Midship, Terminal, Tombstone, Turf, Uplift, and Waterworks.
Interesting.
Yep. So before I jump into the responses that we got on Facebook, Twitter, and Discord, GT, any one of those stick out to you that you would like? What would be the one that you would really want to see back? A remade for Halo 2 Anniversary. Like, I know there's some of these that have been remade in other iterations, like Ivory Tower was remade in Reach, so was Headlong, and Midship, obviously, we have that in Halo 5 as well. So
yeah, I think Elongation.
Interesting. I don't think I saw... I haven't seen all these responses, but I don't know if I saw an Elongation response. That's probably an interesting choice.
I mean, remade for which game?
Halo 2 Anniversary.
Got it, okay.
Any particular reason, or just kind of the uniqueness of it?
I've always kind of enjoyed the map, and it doesn't get a lot of playtime.
Okay. You a Slayer fan of it? Capture the Flag? Objective? Just kind of overall, you just like the flow of the map? Aesthetics. Rockets. And of course you have the crates bouncing around so you can get the extra splatters with those.
Rockets, low gravity, fruit shots. Big explosions, small spaces.
Yes. Yes. Indeed.
Because
you know what?
Because you know that's always fun.
Of course, I like explosions.
Everybody likes explosions.
Of course.
There you
boom,
go.
Boom. DJ, what about you?
Yeah. Could not care less.
Really?
I do not play H2A multiplayer at all. It is... I cannot enjoy it. So I don't enjoy it, so I don't play it. I would never... I don't play... I know that's sacrilege, but I roll that campaign like crazy. Not a fan of the multiplayer.
Okay.
Just not.
Just Halo 2 Anniversary specifically, or like Halo 2 as well?
No.
Okay.
I think it's because I didn't get into the multiplayer aspect until there was a better advancement. There were more advanced movement mechanics that I was already used to from other games. Because I didn't get into multiplayer really until Reach and 4. And especially in Griffball, there's a considerable difference in your movement mechanics. And so going back and trying to play in a limited movement environment is not, I don't find it enjoyable personally. Had I grown up on that multiplayer environment and had I grown up playing it from the original days in the multiplayer and having been able, had I had an online community to play with at the time, I think that would be different. I think it would have been more vested in my history of enjoying Halo and the franchise and that type of just that whole bag of experiences.
Sure.
I didn't have that. And so trying to go and play in an environment where people already know all of the spawns, there is not as much, there's not nearly as a dynamic of a spawn system in there as there are in later versions. So once you get caught in a spawn point, you're done. I don't find enjoyment of that in that, so I just don't play it.
For the small maps, yeah. For the bigger maps, it's a little more forgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely understand, DJ. I mean...
Yeah.
I enjoy the older games, and I enjoy playing the multiplayer, except Halo 3. But they're not my preferred multiplayer.
Oh, yeah. So I really don't have an opinion, because I just don't have any reference to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was trying to look through the thumbnails to see what I recognized. Nothing. Really. I know the name Beaver Creek. That's about it.
You know,
I know. Everybody in chat's like, what? Yeah. There you go. That's your answer.
You know, when it comes to the Halo 2 maps, the custom aspect is what intrigues me the most. When you start playing around with player traits and, you know, gravity, weapon spawns, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, I enjoy Halo 2 Slayer and the Anniversary Slayer. The Anniversary Slayer is a little bit better than the regular Halo 2, but it's still not my preferred multiplayer game.
Okay. That's fair.
Halo 5 is my preferred multiplayer.
Yeah. That makes sense. And,
you know, depending on what they do with Infinite, it'll probably move to Infinite.
Well, for me, Halo 5 multiplayer was like the best. Like Halo 2's multiplayer was kind of like my favorite multiplayer until Halo 5 came around.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, like I said, I've played the multiplayer through all of them, you know, including, you know, even with Halo 2 or Halo CE's system link or, you know, floor player co-op, you know, I've played all of local them land. In a multiplayer setting, and of all of them, Halo 5 is the one I enjoy the most. Are there problems with the Halo 5 multiplayer? Yes. There are things I don't like about it. But
I mean, there's probably like every Halo multiplayer to some degree.
The other ones I like a lot worse. Like, I mean, if you tell me that I have to pick one of the games to play, I can guarantee you it's not going to be Halo 3.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
That game, ever since it's launched, it's a multiplayer that I've tolerated.
That's a good way to put it. Well, I think for me on this list, and this is a hard decision because there's lots of good ones on here that, like, thinking of customs, you have Foundation, which was kind of the beginning of Zombies. Same with kind of Backwash. Backwash is a very unique map that we haven't really seen in any other map or game for Halo, really. But then you have other staples like Waterworks and Terminal.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have some of the PC maps like Uplift and District that were introduced specifically for Halo 2 Vista. Of course, they've been introduced to Halo 2 Classic for MCC. And then Colossus as well is a pretty identifiable one. Burial Mounds. But like other iconic maps like Ivory Tower, that's been remade. Tombstone's been remade. Turf. There is the Halo Online version of Turf, which is a remake in a way. But it's like, it's hard to choose. If I had to choose one, though, it would probably be Terminal.
Yeah.
Just because of the big team objectives and the train. Yeah.
The train.
Yeah. But it's a close one for me between Terminal, Containment, and Backwash.
I mean, as far as aesthetically, Backwash. I would love to see Backwash remastered.
Oh, yeah. Backwash would be really cool.
Backwash is usually something that you want to avoid giving the person if you accidentally drink something out of a bottle that they're also drinking.
I saw that.
I feel like naming a map after that terribly, terribly horrific social disaster of a scenario, maybe not the best choice, but who am I? I'm the guy who doesn't play H2A multiplayer, so. Yeah.
It's all good. Laird in the chat, he's saying Turf remake from Halo Online, which, I mean, that's Halo 3. That's not Halo 2. So if you're saying Turf in general, then... Oh, we got Cannon in here.
Mr. Man Cannon.
What's up?
What's up? Hello, buddy.
And Dragon's in here, too.
Ah, yeah.
From our Twitter responses, I'll start off with those. We've got Lord Patriot, 445. It's hard for him to choose. Not a big fan of the Halo 2 multiplayer due to the competitive scene. Also, he doesn't have really a favorite map either. So he's right there with you, DJ.
Yep.
For Lane Thomas, or King Louis, as we well know him, for him it's going to be District, one of the PC maps.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Fullerton?
Fullerton.
Thank you. For him, it's between Uplift, Gemini, and Containment. Ooh, Gemini. That's a weird map. Mm-hmm. Gemini's a weird map.
Geminis are weird people. I'm just kidding.
fair enough. Leo Scanlon says, Backwash, Turf, or Headlong. New Mombasa or the Swamp in Halo 2 Anniversary would be a gorgeous sight to see. Yeah?
Yeah.
It would be interesting. For Kato, Turf, or Beaver Creek, primarily. No to Midship. It's been remade plenty of times. Tim is Savvy.
Same for Beaver Creek. Save.
Well, yeah, that's true. District for them. Sacred Icon Halo jumping in with Backwash. But then Josh is saying Terminal. Haas is picking Terminal. Daddy Trax is saying, if we could get a train that isn't invisible with the poor connection, I'm 100% in on Terminal. Sonic by Spin Dash, Turf, or Waterworks. For Daddy Trax, Beaver Creek 100%. For the Lee Boy Foundation, Cyber Wolf, Terminal, or Headlong, or Waterworks. For Dylan's Donuts, Terminal. Just because not in any other Halo game we have updated versions of others from 3, 4, and Reach.
True.
yeah, very true. Again, I said a lot of these were updated in some other versions of the game, but there are some that have not been remade. So it's just kind of one of those things of, hey, let's look just strictly at Halo 2 Anniversary specifically, and we go from there.
Yeah.
On the... we got one more from Twitter, LambdaCore5, Headlong. Easy. On the Facebook side of things, we have a couple. We have Mr. Writing Spartan himself, Burial Mounds for him. And then for Colton Worrell, they say Midship, Uplift, or Turf as their choices. And then in the Discord, we actually had a few responses over from our Discord folks. From Fuchs, we have preference would be a small map like Turf because he really never played Halo 2 back in the day on online. Prestige says Turf, Beaver Creek, Foundation, Headlong, and Ivory Tower. MH Cosplay says Turf or Terminal. ODST Spartan says Turf or Burial Mounds. Igni, oh, he's actually, I didn't even know he was in our server. He says Containment.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's interesting. It sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like Turf was a pretty big selection in here.
Yeah.
So I think Turf takes the cake for this week's survey, which it'll be interesting to see if we actually get the Halo Online maps in Halo 3. Then we have a remake-ish of Turf.
Yeah.
That will be included in MCC. So, yeah. Well, thanks for the folks that responded to our survey. We appreciate it. We will generate up a new one for next week, and we'll be asking folks to make another tough decision, as it seems like a lot of these are being tough decisions to make. Any final thoughts before we start wrapping up the show?
I think the best choice that we could have is if we were to make all of the maps out of Super Ball material so that anytime you actually run into a wall, you would bounce off of them, advance the speed to 2,000% and reduce gravity to 25%. That right there would be great. And then you make sure that it's inside. It's an inside building. And so basically you're sprinting and bouncing off all the things and trying not to fly out the door. That, like, that would be fun.
Circa 2001 netcode. Oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the last one in the room that doesn't get kicked out the door is the winner.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Or as the game goes on, the player speed just keeps increasing slowly. Like,
I'm sure someone could
be that much.
I'm sure someone could script that or mod that into one of the Halo games.
And then if you were just fighting with a swordfish instead of anything else,
a swordfish. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh yes. My. All right.
There we go.
Cool. Well, you can find us on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Podtacular and you'll find us. You can watch us on Twitch every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, which is when we record this podcast. You can find us on Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time as well, which is our Fragment Fridays hosted by GT. Again, if you want to participate, make sure you head on over to Discord and vote for which game you'd like to play, either Halo 5 or MCC on Xbox. You can also check us out on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and that is our Achieving Halo stream. Currently going through MCC achievements. If you have achievements that you need and would like us to help out, or if you want to help me out get achievements in MCC, then feel free to come on over and join us up. You can also find us, again, on Discord. Head on over to podtacular.com/discord and join the community. We have our Spartan Company, which we read off our current company, Commendation Progress, at the beginning of the show, and our Xbox Club. If you have any cool Halo stories that you know of that you want to share with us, that you want us to read on the show, please let us know. Tag us on Twitter, drop it in our Xbox Club, or drop it in our Discord, and we will be more than happy to talk about it and share it with our listeners here on the podcast, which you can find on iTunes, Spotify, Google, Amazon Podcasts, now that that's a thing. Still need to update the frame for the podcast, but that'll be updated here pretty soon. You can support the community by subscribing to us on Twitch. We got a few gift subs tonight. Thanks, Pins and Frizzled, for the gift subs that you provided to DJ, Igni, and I think there was someone else that got a gift sub tonight. You can support us through Patreon. We have a couple of perks up there as far as getting VODs of the live stream, getting access to show notes, and a few other little goodies as well. Head on over to podtacular.com/Patreon for that. And you can also donate to us if you so choose to support us that way by going to PayPal. So, you got something to say there, DJ, before? You're laughing to the chat.
I think DJ's just trying to stay awake.
No, while I was laughing at Dragon was saying it would be a fun game mode to play with, and I said, you know, listen, I love absurd game modes. I used to compete with Griffball, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, I like
that. But that's not absurd. That's the sport of the future.
Also true. Also true.
There you go. All right, folks. We will see you all next week for the podcast. Hopefully, you will be here. Dragon. And if you are available to join us for Fragment Friday, then we'll see you there tomorrow as well. If not, stay safe out there. Be well, and we will catch you next time. Keep on fragging them trucks.
Buddy.